We're up to Simin Reish Tezayin. Allah is a Birkas Areach. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. We'll be doing Yud Beis through Yud Dalid. Be concluding the Simin. Mervarchim al Hamugmar. Pirish Besam Shemesimim al Gacholim Lariach Behem. This is incense burning. So when do you make the bracha? Mishiyala Kitur Asharno Kodim Shegia Lo Hareach. You make the bracha when you see the smoke coming up before you start smelling it. Because you're supposed to say a bracha over Lasiyasin before you actually are nana from it. Avalo yivarach kodem she'al akitur ashan. But if you make the bracha before the smoke started coming up, so that's already too early. So you're supposed to wait till the smoke comes up before it reaches you. This is true that you make a bracha on incense, even though by the time the reyach comes, the incense is completely burnt, so it's ein bo mamish. Since, however, it originated in something that was really there, we will still be able to make the bracha on it. Sif Yud Beis, Mavarchim, Sif Yud Gimel. Hamugmer imu shel eitz mevarach boreatze v'samim. If it is made of things that are boreatze v'samim, then it's atze v'samim. Vim shel eitz boreisve v'samim. Vim shel shar minim boremine v'samim. Here the Mishnah Brura goes into the correct pronunciation of isve v'samim, and he says that the bracha you say is boreisve v'samim. Sif yudalid. Hameiriach be'esrig shel mitzvah. An esrig of a mitzvah during Sukkot. Mavarach olav, you make a bracha on it. V'yesh omrim sheinu mavarach. Some say you do make a bracha, some say you don't. The question is, what is it there for? Now that it's omid l'mitzvah, does that take away from it being omid l'reach? L'chach nochon shalol ariach bo. The best thing, therefore, is not to smell it altogether. Now, if you did pick it up for the sake of being yotze and also to smell, Lamaisa, that's where we have the machlokas. Meaning, if you only pick it up l'shem mitzvah, nobody holds that you make a bracha on it. But if you picked it up for both, that's where we're left with a machlokas. What happens lamaisa if you do smell it? So in the Bir Halacha, he comes out that b'shas mitzvah you should not, but after you've already completed the mitzvah, then you're allowed to make a bracha on it. What happens if you were holding an esrig and then your hand has the fragrance of an esrig on it? That's ein lo wicker, and you could not make a bracha on it. Hago yeshomrim damariach bapas cham yeshto levarach shnosin reyach tov bapeiris peiris, because it's meant to be eaten. If you smell hot bread, so this shita holds that you should make a bracha on it. Hanosin reyach, what bracha do you say? Shnosin reyach tov bapas, the same way that pas gets hamotzi, a special bracha, so too in fragrance it'll get a special bracha. V'yeshorim dein levarach olav, some say not to make a bracha on it altogether because the smell of bread is not the ikar of the bread. L'kach ein la riach bo, therefore you shouldn't smell it to avoid yourself the suffix.